Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into the Cannabis Today podcast. I'm Steve Blank. On this edition of the podcast, Catherine Sidman hosts Kevin Kobe from Abstracts Labs. A native of Orange County, California, Kevin Kobe loves two things, chemistry and cannabis, and he's managed to combine both so far in his life. Kevin is the CSO of Abstracts Labs, a chain of volatile solvent cannabis manufacturing labs. To join the conversation, visit canna-today.com or connect with us on social media. Without further ado, Catherine Sidman and Kevin Kobe from Abstracts Labs, live from the show floor of Concentration 2019 in Pala, California.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Cannabis Today podcast. This is Catherine Sidman from Cascade Sciences, and I am here on the expo floor of Concentration 2019 with Kevin Kobe from Abstracts. Kevin, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
I know everybody thinks I'm Mary, but I'm not Mary. That happens all the time. That's okay.
We can
actually
edit that
you know
out,
what
right?
They got me? We're not going to edit it out because it happens all the time and everybody's laughing right now. They actually got me like a face on a stick of Mary so that when people say where's Mary, I can like
perfect.
Hold up her picture. So I'm sorry I don't have that right now.
Sounds like some excellent branding to me.
Mary's the best. Tell me about Abstracts. What do you do?
So Abstracts is a manufacturer of cannabis as well as a terpene company.
Okay. And so are you right? You're in California?
Yeah. So we're based out of California. So we have two sides of our businesses and two businesses to talk about. And so on the terpene side of it, we reverse engineer cannabis strains is where we started. Mm-hmm. And so we're inspired by cannabis to make new product flavors for everyone's products, be it beverages, be it edibles, be it vape pens. We make all the formulations for all those products that are inspired by cannabis. And as of late, those products have taken different inspirations. Like when we have more exotic strains like gelato, you know, we can accentuate the gelato characteristics of that strain, which are, we find that our consumers love a lot more.
So on the terpene side, both of the companies are Abstracts. Is that right? So on the terpene side, are you extracting terpenes? Are you formulating with terpenes?
We source bulk terpenes and absolutes, and then we refine those in our lab because what we find is that I would need a football-sized stadium of a facility to like make all the terpenes.
Of course.
But we run into the problem where like we're sourcing these terpenes from so many different sources that we need to have, you know, they're all natural organic sources, but they're so varied because, you know, like if I got myrcene from hops versus basil versus you know, lemongrass, they're all very different. And so we have to purify them to a standard. And so we do refinement in our lab to ensure that we have consistent standard for our terpenes.
What's your process for that?
Specifically like distillation.
So you're doing short path, wiped film.
Yeah.
Distillation.
So you fractional and we do white film distillation to like ensure that our terpenes are a consistent standard.
And then how are you managing your terpene blends and the blending? Tell me about...
Oh, my God, yeah. So that's grown, like, a lot. And so we used to use, you know, we used to have a clean room, and then now we're building another clean room just now to, like, accommodate our growth. And so we used beakers before when we were doing small batch blending, and then we moved to a larger reactor, and now we have an even larger reactor. And so we're trying to make a perfect enclosed environment for making all of our blends and hiring good chemists to carry out all these SOPs.
Right. Oh, chemists and SOPs. 3 years ago, did you know what an SOP was?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a chemist.
You? Yeah. Oh, you are a chemist. Yeah. I didn't know you were a chemist.
I didn't know I'd be making as many SOPs as I do today. But
No kidding. No kidding. How do you translate a formulation, a terpene formulation, from a beaker to a product? Because I imagine it changes depending on, is it a topical product? Is it a ingestible product? Is it a vape product? I mean, even though the terpene blend might be the same, it'll express itself differently based on your consumption method, right?
Oh, 100%. Oh my God. The difference between like an oil versus an aqueous solution, you know, basically based in water, it's hugely different. The dilution rate or the dilution ratio is hugely important, especially for flavor, for fragrance, for all those attributes, that sensorial experience. Those are all variables that we have to account for, and so we've built like this product matrix to account for that and to try and provide a consistent experience between something that's smoked versus something that's eaten versus something that's drank.
And on your other side, on the abstracts, so you do...
on our manufacturing side.
Manufacturing, so this would be extraction, right?
One of our companies touches cannabis, and another one of our companies do not touch cannabis.
Understood. Yeah. But they're both abstracts.
Both abstracts.
Got it. Because you're just trying to make that super clear.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully laws are better in the future, but...
Right now. So on your manufacturing side, are you sourcing biomass? Are you also a cultivator?
No, I'm not a cultivator. So we stay in our lane. We do all manufacturing. I'm proudly supported by a lot of really knowledgeable growers, herbalists, geneticists. Like, I've worked with people like DNA, Sherbinski, Josh D, or just all the people that I grew up, you know, looking up to. And then now I have that super rare opportunity and that privilege to work with them. And that's like, that gets me really excited.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the projects you have going on.
Oh, well, you know, we're reverse engineering strains for Josh D and Sherbinski. And we're, you know, we do a lot of product formulations for a lot of these guys. And we also, you know, we're looking into furthering the science and using their strains and their chemovars as like the basis to build the science on, because these guys are, they're industry icons. They're the originators. Like, to not build a collective knowledge on cannabis based on their strains would just be kind of weird.
Well, and so many of the things that I've heard here at this conference have been about how there's no such thing as strains, or they're really all the same. You know, just that whole, or that it's unclear.
Yeah.
What exactly is what? And so how, as a consumer, how do I navigate that and really figure out what I'm getting? Because I bought Dog Walker last time, and I liked the way I felt, and I want to feel that way again.
Dog Walker's a strain, right?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I just don't know.
Yeah.
In fact, this is funny. One time, so there is a Dog Walker is a strain. I bought it. I liked it. Then I went to another place, and they had this little tin, and I'll buy pre-rolls.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm traveling, I love to buy pre-rolls.
I do,
like
too.
Infused pre-rolls. I do all the things that everybody around here like won't admit that they do, like
do
buy
too.
Pre-rolls.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't either. The only the people who are going to listen to the podcast are going to hear it, so just us. but I bought Dog Walker, and I liked the strain, right?
Yeah.
Then I went to a place, and they had this little tin of little like half gram pre-rolls, like little ones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Doc Walker, I love, does it come in any other ones? And he's like, that's not a strain. That's because that's their brand. And it was a company that like, that's how long it takes you to walk your dog. So that's how big the joint was. Totally different than what I was thinking.
Wow.
But isn't that the problem with cannabis, or the challenge with it, is that we're all speaking a different language. We all call something different.
100%. That's like something I've like personally struggled with for years. I mean, being trained as a scientist and then trying to talk to a consumer, there's like a fundamental breach in communication.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something
that
I've been personally trying to refine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I talk to people, like I use strain instead of chemovar because, you know, I don't want anyone to think I'm trying to talk over their head. And,
you know,
some people take it the wrong way. And so we try to like find, you know, a lexicon, I guess, of like communication.
It is.
And it's like we're always feeling it out and trying to move forward with it. And so as a scientist, you often want to correct people with terminology, but you just have to kind of be like, well, what does that person mean by that? And just.
Well, right. If when that person said marijuana, did they mean to disparage brown-skinned people
and infer
reefer madness, or are they just trying to talk about something and differentiate from hemp but still tell you that it's both cannabis?
I just want to use another word, so I don't use cannabis 100 times in my paper.
I know it. Cannabis. It's true. So tell me about abstracts. Give me a volume. How many outlets are you in? Where can I buy your product?
Oh, so we're exclusively like a B2B brand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so we work mainly with businesses, which is why this conference is so amazing, because, you know, these are all businesses. You know, we're business to business, and there's a lot of, you know.
So I'm not going to go in. I'm not going to go into a dispensary and pick up abstracts.
We work behind the scenes. So like when you go in the dispensary, I could be in, you know, everything from one product to 100 products that are in
dispensary.
So you're
going to be in edibles, you're going to be in vape cartridges, you're going to be in beverages.
Topicals is a huge thing for us. Like, we're very...
Tell me about that.
We love our topicals. Like, we recruited some of the top talent for formulating our topicals as well as manufacturing our topicals. And so we source the ingredients of our topicals from like laughably difficult places.
Yeah, it's like difficult places in the world.
Yeah, or and sources. I mean, like when we, you know, we came out with a high-end topical line called Fifth and Root. And just
what is
like,
it called?
It's called Fifth and Root.
Okay.
It's an amazing brand. Like, okay. You should definitely check it out.
Okay.
Like, it gives me chills to talk about it.
Okay.
But like, just to like, the amount of work that went into it, like one of our products is a moisturizer that we use wild indigo in. Trying to source wild indigo is probably one of the hardest things.
Yeah.
And they're like, one of my ops people came back, it's like, can we just source like regular indigo? And I talked to McKenna, he's like, no, it has to be wild indigo.
Where do you get wild indigo?
I just have to go back through all my logs, but like,
but yeah, but I mean, indigo is a big deal. Like purple is rare. That pigmentation,
absolutely,
that color is rare. That's why royalty wore purple.
Well, there's
because
medicinal
it was hard to
benefits
get
to it as well.
For sure.
That aren't necessarily purple, but
well, right. But I mean, yeah, that, you know, that's been a sought after commodity for a long, you know, long time, hundreds of years.
Oh yeah.
And
there's a lot of other ingredients in there. And, you know, we have, you know, we try to combine, we try to make it all natural for everyone, but we also try to include a lot of naturals that have a lot of studies behind them that, mm-hmm, you know, have other medical effects, because we know that cannabis and CBD in particular have all these really helpful effects, but there's a lot of other plants out there that have extremely good effects. Like there's,
right,
one of our ingredients that I can't think of right now, but it has like clinical trials to increase happiness, which is like, it's insane.
Yeah. So yeah. Let's do that.
Measure that and
measure happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what did that questionnaire look like to measure your happiness? I'm not sure. So tell me who your customers would be. Your customers would be,
yeah,
maybe
so like large multi-state brands is someone that we attract a lot.
Okay.
And so for anyone that's trying to move into California from say like New York or Chicago or any of these large multi-state operators,
you're able to private label for them.
We can get them in the market really quickly.
I love that.
And
I love
so
that. So
like,
if you're looking at the California market to expand your brand,
yeah,
Abstracts would be the way to go.
Also other brands that just don't have the bandwidth to grow and they, mm-hmm, want to grow faster and get, mm-hmm, more market share,
mm-hmm,
quicker, we can, mm-hmm, facilitate that for them.
Nice.
And so, I mean, we're formulating the products for them. It's just a natural advantage to be able to manufacture the products for them too, even if it's just in addition to their already, you know.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that what I would call in the food or cosmetic industry a co-packer,
yeah,
is a super common part of the business.
Oh my
in
God,
any
yeah,
food, pharmaceutical, cosmetics, I mean all of those industries. And I think in cannabis there's this weird, what do you mean you don't do it all yourself, or you buy crude, or you do toll processing? Yes, yeah. I do.
How do you grow your brand if you do everything yourself? It's like,
exactly, because that's where you're giving yourself opportunity for scale.
Yeah.
By dovetailing on to what somebody's already done, you've already done a bunch of the heavy lifting in terms of hiring chemists, being a chemist,
yeah,
you know, developing the SOPs, having a facility together that's held to this really high standard. And then I come in and say, okay, this is a recipe for my secret sauce. Will you please make this for me? And then you and I partner and I'm able to go build my business while you're my manufacturing,
yeah,
arm or co-packer. And
yeah,
I think that there's a strange feeling in cannabis, like if you're not doing it all yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, that I understand where that came from, and I understand sort of the ethos of the black market that, like, if I can't do it and if I can't trust my one buddy to do it, then it's not worth doing. That's not the world that we're operating in anymore.
Yeah.
And so a company like Abstracts that says, I have the facilities, I have the bandwidth, bring me your brand,
yeah,
bring me your formulation, let us help you get that dialed in, and then manufacture it to world-class standards.
Oh my
let
God.
Them worry about their business, right?
Yeah, like we focus on a lot of the, you know, we focus primarily on the manufacturing as well as the product, mm-hmm, development. So we're, you know, we want to be seen as a resource for people,
mm-hmm,
you know, especially brands that are looking to grow, increase their bandwidth, get, mm-hmm, into the market, introduce new products, like get more shelf space in dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm,
those are things that are really expensive for someone to do. Like, I'm not going to go out and go build a farm. Like, licensing is really difficult. I don't,
right,
know anything,
right,
about growing weed besides, right, planting it in the ground.
Like, right, right.
And so, like, kind of stick to what we're best at.
Right. I love it. How can people get in touch with you?
Call me, email me.
Okay.
And go to my website.
What is your website?
Abstractstech.com.
So it's A-B-S-T-R-A-X.
A-B-S-T-R-A-X-T-E-C-H.com.
Abstractstech.com. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Abstracts Labs with an
X. Abstracts Labs. Okay. So get in touch with Kevin. Talk about bringing your brand to the California marketplace, arguably one of the biggest markets in the country for cannabis.
It is.
Very friendly market.
Undisputed.
And and the cream rises to the top. So people tell you that California is too crowded to start here, then maybe your product quality just isn't high enough. Because if you have a high quality product, this market is not too crowded.
Oh my God, no.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of products out there, but like we're still at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Where do you think we're going to be a year from now? You and I are sitting down having this conversation.
A year from now, I still think there's a lot of difficulty getting licensing. So I'd say like right now we have 56 licensed labs, type 7 labs, which is what all my labs are. And I have 3 of those at the moment. I think next year it'll probably be 100 to 200, but they'll all have different specializations. And a lot of them will probably be producing, you know, large amounts of crude or distillate, mm-hmm. and probably there's gonna be a few
just
people in there doing
processing.
Like high-end mm-hmm. concentrates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna be doing all toll, but a lot of them are gonna be certainly like branded.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
but there will be a lot of toll processors out there as well.
Kevin Kobe, let's meet next year and let's talk about it.
Absolutely, can't wait. Thank you.
To learn more about Abstracts Labs, visit abstractstech.com. That's ABSTRAXTECH.com. As always, please rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thanks again for listening to the Cannabis Today podcast.